Anthropic refuses to bend to Pentagon's AI safeguards as dispute nears deadline. You're not going to believe it, folks. Remember yesterday? Anthropic actually did put their foot down. Can you believe it? They did put their foot down. Anthropic is the AI program the Pentagon wants to work with. The dispute is as follows. Anthropic is saying there should be human safeguards. The Pentagon is saying, no, we want no safeguards whatsoever. So wait, they reversed their reversal? No. They were open to negotiation, but they put their foot down because the Pentagon refused to budge. A public showdown between the Trump admin and Anthropic is hitting an impasse as military officials demand, Hegseth, the artificial intelligence company bend its ethical policies by Friday or risk damaging its business. They really pressured Anthropic, too. They essentially said, like, if you don't work with us, you're never working in this town again. They threatened to impose national emergency standards to force them to work with them. Not that that would hold up, in court, given enough time. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei, drew a sharp red line 24 hours before the deadline, declaring his company, quote, cannot, in good conscience, accede to the Pentagon's final demand to allow unrestricted use of its technology. Anthropic, maker of the chatbot Claude. We had this bit yesterday. Sorry, like I said, I don't remember anything from yesterday. I have to go over the same bits again. I know, for you, it's tedious, but for me, it's life or death. The ultimatum this week from Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth poses broader risks at the peak of the company's meteoric rise from a little-known computer science research lab in San Francisco to one of the world's most valuable startups. If Amodei doesn't budge, the military officials warn they will not just pull Anthropic's contract, but also deem them a supply chain risk, a designation typically stamped on foreign adversaries that could derail the company's critical partnerships with other businesses. Classic fascist bullshit right here. You will work for us and do whatever we want, or we'll deem you like a threat to national security. Classic. Wait, so who's being less evil here? Anthropic, easily. Anthropic is being, like, uncharacteristically morally good for an AI company. And look, low bar, but you credit what you can. They must not have been offered guarantees of shielding from legal liability if the AI does a whoopsie. That is what I'm thinking. Yeah. Can you imagine the potential legal and moral liability of being the AI company known as the one that allowed no safeguards on its military implementation? It would be the first of its kind. Anthropic said it sought narrow assurances from the Pentagon that Claude would not be used for mass surveillance of Americans or in fully autonomous weapons. But nope. After months of private talks exploded into public debate, it said in a Thursday statement that new contract language, quote, framed as compromise, was paired with legalese that would allow those safeguards to be disregarded as well. Yeah, but Google, Microsoft, and ChatGPT immediately bend the knee. I don't think they would be willing to do this, though. This kind of government contract, I think that they're all aware of the fact that this opens you up to a lot of liability in the future. Listen, no matter what happens with elections in the future, Google, NVIDIA, OpenAI, these companies will probably still exist. They said they're willing already. Doesn't say that in this article. They're willing to do this with no safeguards whatsoever. So what the person just said is false. OpenAI said they're joining Anthropic in their position. That was my understanding. I thought that a number of companies had signed on with Anthropic and essentially said, this is insane, we're not going to do this. Could I get a source on this, please? Emil Michael, the Defense Undersecretary for Research and Engineering, later lashed out at Amodei, alleging on Twitter he has a god complex. Dude, we are so fucking cooked for professionalism in the future. Emil Michael, the Defense Undersecretary for Research and Engineering, lashed out at Amodei on Twitter, saying that he has a god complex and, quote, wants nothing more than to personally control the U.S. military and is okay putting our nation's safety at risk. These people are fucking insane. Absolutely insane. And by the way, Emil Michael and Hegseth, I guarantee you, are just trying to hop on the trend. I guarantee you that they are, in lieu of doing anything useful, they are just trying to jump on something as flashy as total AI incorporation within the Pentagon as a way of showboating. And they're pissed off because it looks like it's not happening. Jesus Christ, he looks evil. Egyptian-born American businessman, previously the senior vice president of business and chief business officer at Uber. So this is the guy saying that the Anthropic CEO has a god complex for not wanting AI to have complete unrestricted use of our military equipment. Phenomenal. They always look, it's every time, man, evil rots your face. They keep telling me, dude, phrenology isn't real. You're being reactionary. Then explain the faces of the evil to me. If phrenology isn't real, then why can I see it on their face every time? Why does he look like race swap Gavin Newsom? You know what I think he looks like? He looks like a thwomp. Squint a little bit and you'll see what I mean. Went to Harvard and Stanford, of course. That message hasn't resonated in much of Silicon Valley, where a growing number of tech workers from Anthropic's top rivals, OpenAI and Google, voiced support for Amini's stand late Thursday in an open letter. Yeah, this is what I thought. My understanding was that they had sided with him. Look, these companies are probably all going to survive for a long time, whatever form they take. But any company that opens themselves up to the legal and moral liability of signing up to this extent with the Pentagon might just be obliterated, you know? Like, I don't think the Democrats are going to go after Google or OpenAI. I think there's a very real possibility that the Democrats gut any company that's like, yes, we used AI to target these civilian neighborhoods in Tehran, you know? That might be a step too far, even for these people. Grok already signed? This is a different thing. This is a totally different thing. This is just a pity coin they're handing out to Elon Musk to make him feel involved. Grok is not being integrated into the level of military. It was like, remember when we learned that they said Claude had been used to plan the abduction of President Maduro from Venezuela. And then it turns out what Claude actually did was format some documents that were filled out by humans. Like, this is like that, you know? What they were trying to do with Anthropic is integrate it into military decision-making. Hum, hum, hum. Hum, hum, hum. Musk sided with Trump's administration on Friday? Really? Saying that, quote, Anthropic hates Western civilization. God, he's so fucking retarded, man. It's crazy. It's insane how stupid he is. Everything, like, the lowest IQ bar you could possibly cross. The least invective, interesting thing you could say on any subject. He's always there. Has he spoken on Smiling Friends cancellation? That's what I want to hear about. While some Trump-allied tech leaders have joined the fray, including Musk and Palmer Luckey, co-founder of defense contractor Anduril. Nope. The polarizing debate over, quote, woke AI has put others in a difficult position. Sam Altman sided with Anthropic and questioned the Pentagon's threatening move in a CNBC interview. Oh, hold on. CNBC interview, Sam Altman. Please let that be on right now. Watch CNBC's full interview with AI CEO Sam Altman. Yeah, please. Oh, I have to be a pro member, huh? Okay, all right, okay, okay. Hold on, all right, hold on. I hope this doesn't sound too, like, bureaucratic for you guys, because this is actually really, really, really fucking important. Wait, hold on. This is from, this is from today. Sorry, I thought today was the 28th for a second. Please not Sam Altman. That man is loose for himself. Yes, he is. Doesn't Sam Altman hate Anthropic? Yes, he does. There's been a big pushback from within these companies. Hundreds of Google, OpenAI employees back Anthropic and Pentagon fight. But also, like, keep in mind, the Pentagon is doing a really bad job making its argument. The Pentagon was having months of private talks with Anthropic, and then when things went public, they basically said, fuck you, we are going to blacklist you from government contracts. Also, we have the ability to force you to work with us if we want to. We can use the power of the state to force you to work for us. Does this sound good to, like, any company? I know that OpenAI is Hitler, and I know Google is Hitler, but, like, at the end of the day, they are private companies. They do want to do what they want. They don't want to be locked in forever into these horrendous deals. It does sound a bit like fucking the money. It does sound like Hegseth is molesting the money a little bit.
I'm CNBC producer Zach Felici.
He's doing this to the money. He's like a cat making biscuits.
A massive fundraise for the massively valuable private company OpenAI. $110 billion, including from Amazon. Leaders of both companies join us on this news. OpenAI's Sam Altman,
the more we see.
Raytheon, for example, has never been held liable for their automated naval sentry guns injuring or killing people by mistake. So why would AI companies be any more scared of liability? Because what the liability is determined in the contract. My assumption is that like Raytheon in the contract that describes their handover of military equipment to the U.S., they assume liability only for technical errors with the functionality of the products they provide. Maybe not even that, you know? But in Claude's case, what we're talking about is using AI LLM systems to make decisions, which there's a big difference between, like, we have created an algorithm that seeks out human faces and fires at them or whatever, versus we have created a black box decision-making software that we don't fully understand and don't have the ability to describe, and we're going to allow this to be fully integrated into your command structure, right? There's a difference of potential, like, harm. But I understand what you're saying. There is an inconsistency, but it's an inconsistency that does not favor Anthropic.
Well, then why isn't it the free market?
There's two elements to it.
I don't know if I just want to watch the audio only. That being said, let me see if I can find in the transcript mentions of Anthropic. Maybe we can get to the pointed part, you know? Just a moment. Show transcript. Do-do-do. Long relationship, Andy, with Anthropic. How many mentions are we getting here? Let's see.
The partnership we're building over a long period of time with OpenAI.
Hey, Sam, while I have you here, just because I know everybody's fascinated by it, and it's sort of the story in the news this morning beyond this big news that you've just announced, which is this debate between the Pentagon and Anthropic about how to use these large language models and whether they can be used improperly and what kind of rules should be placed around them. What do you think?
Look, first of all, the government, the Pentagon, needs AI models. They need AI partners. This is, like, clear and, I think Anthropic...
Of course. Yeah, obviously. Right. Everything needs to be AI.
Others have said they understand that as well. I don't personally think the Pentagon should be threatening DPA against these companies. But I also think that companies...
Defense Production Act. That's the threat. We're going to force you to do what we want. They don't like them. They're fucking the money.
That choose to work with the Pentagon, as long as it is going to comply with legal protections and the sort of the few red lines that the field that we have, I think we share with Anthropic and that other companies also independently agree with, I think it is important to do that. I've been, for all the differences I have with Anthropic, I mostly trust them as a company, and I think they really do care about safety, and I've been happy that they've been supporting our warfighters. I'm not sure where this is going to go.
In terms of OpenAI and where you go, $730 billion.
Yeah. It sounds to me like his issues are just with liability and with fucking the money. So, you know, you can take from that what you will. Basically, the issue, the Pentagon is asking AI companies to take liability instead of the Pentagon. Yeah, it makes sense. That was why Israel did it. Israel did this too. Did the exact same goddamn thing. Well, I guess, as is always the case, I'm glad that the people who rule the world are, I mean, in addition to being evil, incompetent enough that it doesn't always run their way. We'll see how this plays out. But for now, honestly, big ups to Anthropic. They're risking quite a bit of ire from the Trump administration on this one. I think that a lot of people, I think that if this had been pitched directly at Sam Altman without it hitting Anthropic first, I think he would have accepted. I think Sam Altman is enough of an egotistical idiot that he would have accepted, like, the massive potential of a Pentagon contract, total AI integration into the chain of command, and he just would have, like, tanked the losses later as everything fell apart. He's only accepting this position now because Anthropic has made it so clear how bad of an idea that would be. They're all desperate for investment. Yeah, I mean, it's over as soon as the bubble pops, right? I've read experts posit that Anthropic wants to position itself for post-Trump admin world and will likely be the non-MAGA portion of the public because they want to survive the bubble. It makes sense, yeah. Yeah, for sure. This feels to me like it's helping the bubble pop. To an extent, yeah. Well, the bubble, listen, the bubble is irrational. Money enters and exits the bubble for reasons that have nothing to do with the viability of AI. Remember how Unity stock cratered by like 50%? When Google, the fucking AI model that made 60 seconds of a fake video game came out, investors are very, very, very stupid. They genuinely don't know what the fuck is going on. They're the stupidest people in the world. There's nobody else even comes close. So whether or not the bubble pops doesn't really have that much to do with the profitability or future use case of AI. It really has to do with like public perception and hype. That's it. When the money moves, the money moves. I've been hearing about this bubble for a long time now. Buddy, it's only been a couple of years. You know, the housing bubble has been growing for a really long time. I mean, you talk about the AI bubble. Like, oh, when's it going to pop? The housing bubble has been, I mean, obviously it's been going up since 2009, but I think you could argue where the starting point was for things getting really bad. You could start with COVID. You could start with 2016. You could start a number of places. The housing bubble from 1958. Yeah, even 2008 wasn't a total pop. It just mildly deflated the bubble, okay? How long did the dot-com bubble take to pop? On the timescale of bubbles forming and then popping, that happened pretty quickly. But I think that was because people back then had a more... Would it be wrong of me to say that people back then invested more rationally? Like, the dot-com bubble popped when it became clear there was no way to sustain that much e-commerce. There wasn't that much value in... internet commerce relative to what people were putting into it. I mean, at the end, it ended up being extremely valuable, but not in the way they thought it would be. Nowadays, though, the detachment that you would need to have to think that AI is doing anything, like the chasm between real life use cases for AI and how much it's been evaluated at, it's like Tesla, you know? I don't know. It's very complicated. Everything is gambling. Everything is gambling. The only use of money that is not gambling is donating to me in the form of a site donation, site subscription, or through a super chat. That is actually the only way to use your money that is not innately speculative. The value of the donation, hey, it's a $5 dono for a tier one sub, folks. I ask you, has that gone up in price over time? Accounting for inflation since the start of the stream, a tier one sub should now be like $7.23. Is it? No, it's not. That's because over here, money still has value. I respect the USD. The United States of America will never allow a radical left woke company to dictate how our great military fights and wins wars. That decision belongs to your commander-in-chief and the tremendous leaders I appoint to run our military. The left-wing nut jobs at Anthropic have made a disastrous mistake trying to strong-arm the Department of War and force them to obey their terms of service instead of our Constitution. Their selfishness is putting American lives at risk, our troops in danger, and our national security in jeopardy. Oh my God. It's really not great for the admin if their official public position is the terms of service of AI tech companies conflicts with our Constitution or our interpretation of the Constitution. Therefore, I am directing every federal agency in the United States government to immediately cease all use of Anthropic's technology. We don't need it, we don't want it, and we will not do business with them again. There will be a six-month phase-out period for agencies like the Department of War who are using Anthropic's products at various levels. Anthropic better get their act together and be helpful during this phase-out period, or I will use the full power of the presidency to make them comply with major and civil and criminal consequences to follow. We will decide the fate of our country, not some out-of-control radical left AI company run by people who have no idea what the real world is about. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Neat. I wonder if they're breaking any contracts. I wonder if Anthropic can sue over this. You know, we'll see on the... It's like a technicality thing. You think this is going to boost Anthropic's stock? We'll probably not boost it. Let's see how they're doing right now. This came out like 30 minutes ago. Oh, they're privately held. IPO is anticipated. Gotcha. Okay, they're not publicly held. No stock. It's a huge PR win. Yeah, I mean, the big shift here is like what Trump is doing would make sense if this was Nazi Germany. But in Nazi Germany, the state was stronger than any corporation in it. Nowadays, a handful of transnational corporations collectively are stronger than the U.S. government, you know? Like, the combined might of the stock market is orders of magnitude stronger than... Like, we've fought wars for oil companies. Oil companies are not even worth that much money compared to some of the shit out there. We're utterly subservient to them, you know? The thing is, in Nazi Germany, if the state wanted to get a company in line, what they would do is they would just kill the people in charge. They did that multiple times. If there was a corporation that wasn't doing what they wanted to do, they would just liquidate the upper management and put in cronies. They just did anything they wanted. Nowadays, they don't. and can't and won't. So, like, there's no, China does the same. To an extent, China does do the same, though China doesn't have nearly as much control over its people as Nazi Germany had over it. But yeah, to an extent, yeah. America has long since given up on the project of reining in its corporate interests. Often the companies just cooperated willingly with the Nazis. Yes, of course. Companies are evil. But they did that because they made examples of a few who didn't cooperate. Yes, but that's not really on the table these days. There is no world where the Trump administration exercises that kind of power. They can't. They just can't do it, you know? They can't do anything, man. Executive orders in the broad reach of things are just so limited compared to, like, what you could potentially do. We are being protected to a large extent by our, by our checks and balances. I mean, the U.S. structure of government's just really poorly structured for an authoritarian power grab because of federalism. Yeah, which serves corporate interests, of course. The less the government has the ability to regulate or exercise authoritarian power, the more this country basically just becomes a free rape den for oligarchs, you know? Oligarchs carve out their power in the implied exceptions within the law, not through law itself. Nothing that Epstein did was legal, but he got away with it because when you're that powerful, it doesn't really matter if it's legal, you know? It's the exceptions they carve out for themselves.